Well, you do have a right to develop it based on what it's zoned for, so.
What's a reasonable time for a restaurant to be open, steakhouse, like at night? What time should it be closed?
Roughly around like 9, 10 o'clock the most.
That's something you'd be willing to do.
Yeah, because we're making it a fine dine place, so I'm doing a bar and grill on Rockaway Beach, so if anyone wants the noise, it's going to be on that side. So, but over here, it's going to be a fine dine restaurant where we're going to just have a nice, quiet. I mean, you go to Johnny Morris's spot, you go sitting over there, it doesn't get all crazy loud or anything like that. So we'll try to do the minimum lighting, minimum noise. We're not going to be having something that where you're going to be having parties or anything on top of that place. So we just want to be able to have a nice, relaxing place where you could be able to come down, wife, kids, family. It's mainly going to be a family place that you could be able to come down with your family, sit down and eat and enjoy dinner.
So you wouldn't have any problem with conditions like cleaning up the lot?
No, sir. That's my initial goal. I want the place to look good. I just don't want to be able to put more money into something that I end up having to clean that up right now when I can't even start the construction yet. But when I do start it up, I want to be able to have my place looking nice. I want to put a lot of what's in them, trees, flowers, this, all the nature stuff, and have everything all cleaned up all around, because we'll end up having videos, pictures, and all that, and just have a nice little location. So my initial goal is to be able to have the place completely cleaned up and look perfectly good.
So a condition that you had it cleaned up before you got your occupancy permit would be okay with you?
To be able to have it clean, but is that going to be guaranteed?
No, I'm asking if that was a condition that the lot has to be cleaned up before you open for business.
Yes, sir.
We have situations where folks say, yes, we're going to do that. And then they get opened and 3 years later, when are you going to do that? Well, as soon as we can. You know, so then the neighbors wonder why we let them do it in the first place.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's pretty much it's just with the logs that are on the other side. I was going to end up having that. When I had a discussion with them, I told them I had my team go out there and we were going to do it. And they agreed on it, and then for me to be able to have the restaurant. But then we had the next meeting. They had disagreements against me to be able to have the restaurant open at that time. So when I agreed with them and I had a talk with them outside and I stated to them that I'll have it cleaned up as long as they're okay with me having a restaurant, they said, okay, we're okay with that. So, and we had a disagreement on the next meeting, so I said, you know what, then I'm going to wait on it. But other than that, I was going to start it up. I had the team ready to go.
So can you show the parcel that's being looked at? So is with that design, are you pictured most of the parking being in the front because you're going to want the view in the back and no parking in the back, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you think the 2 acres is ample for the parking you're going to need?
Possibly we might. I'm not sure. We might need.
Not. Pardon?
Probably hope not.
Yeah.
Cody, can you back up a little bit so we can see that and the point?
The picture of the restaurant?
No, the site.
Oh.
Just back up. Yeah. Yeah, if you can get a satellite.
Okay. Maybe I should.
I'm wanting to look at how the restaurant's going to be oriented relative to the point. So I see this big open end and everything, and I'm wondering if that can be designed so that it doesn't have that much of an effect on the point.
So it's been cleared. His idea is over here. It's hard to show you on
this. Well, just the overview would be good.
Okay.
Just a sat picture. If we can back up far enough to see Port Royal across there.
Oh, okay, I got you. Go back up. He's looking at this area?
Okay.
So what would be the direct face? What would it face?
He came in and they're working on, the architect is working on his design and how to set that restaurant where it fits into the hillside without, like, cutting rock. He's trying to make it fit, kind of work with nature. So I'm assuming it's going to kind of look that direction, not really that direction, but he would probably better answer that than I would.
So that's our initial goal, is to just be able to have it in the angle where, but it will still have, like let's say, the glass right here on the side to be able to see to the left side too, because my initial main goal is to be able to make sure that we could be able to see the dam.
To see the dam?
Yes, sir.
But out glass out the side.
Yeah, because all that's on the side, and then it's...
Okay, so you're talking about facing your open area.
You could see, yeah. Yep, when you sit right there, you could see the dam from the left.
My range did.
Be
that way?
Yeah.
West. But you, okay, it's going to face the dam?
No.
No, that's the face of the dam. Northwest.
You're going to have some windows out there like this.
Oh, okay.
You can see it like that.
Which way are you going to face it? This way?
To be able to have it?
Yeah, which the back?
Like your back windows.
Yeah, your back windows. Which way?
Back windows will be this way.
Towards the dam.
That way?
Yeah, well,
yeah, here, you show us which way is the back.
Show me which way all the lights nobody wants.
I got mixed up with the dam.
Show me which way all the lights nobody wants to see are going to be pointing.
So most of the lights will just be facing more towards the dam side.
Okay.
Back up, sir. Cody, did you show the elevation of point versus his proposed site elevation?
Help me out. What are you looking for?
What's the elevation point versus the elevation where his site proposed site is?
Oh, I
so that's top
of the
table.
Yeah, I mean, we got it here.
Pretty dramatic. Oh,
yeah.
I might have to dial in to get contours on there.
I've
so.
Been thinking that.
You're looking at about 998, so 1,000. There's 1,008 at the road. And you want to know where the point is?
Roughly there where that row of houses are.
Yeah.
716.
So almost
300 feet.
300 feet.
300 feet.
And it's back.
I mean, he's saying he's willing to clean up the lot, which he didn't do the damage. So just to have someone, a landowner, that's committed.
Well, conditions, right?
Yeah.
So if he's willing to clean it up, and he's willing to have it closed down at a time that we agree upon,
and put parking more in the front,
and the parking on the highway street side. I mean. Piece of property, agricultural, can have
a conditional use of
the code.
And he makes the specifications, he has rights to.
Yes.
And
yeah, no, absolutely. I mean,
and the county commissioners.
I asked you what time you want to shut down.
And the county commissioners are the ones that rezoned it, thinking that this would be come back to us.
They like the idea of you guys really drilling down and making sure it fit. By giving it day one and giving it the conditional use instead of just giving him the right to do it. They like to see it drilled down and get it right.
So we need to deal with we need to deal with parking and hours of closing and all
that's,
that kind.
That's your choice, yes.
Well, I'm asking. I mean, I what they like and what I'm asking too. To your question, he has a right. How late would you like to be open so we can consider that? That you would close down because these people have been concerned about.
Sound like your curtains.
Yeah. But a deck.
Well, we'll have it. Well, literally, there'll be a time frame. Let's say if it was for the patio, we could build a limit at the time to build a cylinder.
Anyway.
Yeah, we'll have it covered up and everything, so we'll make sure that we have the most minimal lighting. The noise is going to be very minimal, and the parking is going to be towards the front because you can't even park towards the back side either way, so all the parking is going to be more towards the front.
So what would your ideal hours of operation be then?
That's what they were asking.
Closing, you had mentioned 10 o'clock.
Yes,
do you
sir.
Feel comfortable with that as last seating?
I'm sure what you say is what works, because we don't know.
Yeah. If, besides Fridays and Saturdays, we could have 11:30.
So 11?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's when you'd like to close.
Is that every day or just on the weekends?
on the weekends.
What would you do through the week?
We'll probably have around 10 o'clock.
Well, it does to us. We've probably gotten to the neighbors.
Landowners have the right to develop their property, though, as well. Any other questions? I think, you know, again, it was mentioned earlier, four or five times this has come before us and the county commissioner. So the county commissioner voted to rezone it A1 to kick it back to us to be specific on the conditional use that we felt comfortable with. So I think we've...
Wasn't it originally going to go for a C1 or something?
Yes, that's correct. And they didn't feel that giving a permit by right was the right way.
No,
it should be conditional.
So at least we've forestalled a Walmart.
Yeah. Or a diesel shop or more 30 townhomes being built.
So who's the enforcement on the cleanup? Who makes sure it's cleaned up?
Well, if it's tied to occupancy, it could be.
Probably fall
the enforcement's under. Natural.
For you?
Yes. Yeah, we would tie it to the occupancy.
You'd tie it to
permit. If this does go, then you're not going to open until the trees are cleaned up. Everything, the lot's cleaned up.
I would say
I don't want to have a grand opening with a bad looking place.
I appreciate that. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yes, sir.
We're trying to think about that.
And you do know that if you have too much lighting and one of the neighbors doesn't like it, they can call the law and the law's going to come there and see if you are having a nuisance. There is recourse. You know, if you're open at midnight, you could lose your occupancy permit. It's a big deal.
Yeah, he could put it right in the middle of the lot, is what he could be proposing. To me, he stuck it as close to the road in a way, parking in front, like that. I don't see what else you could do.
The condition with the cleanup and maybe the music, outdoor music kind of thing, some condition on that so there's nothing echoing down through there.
I don't know anything about decibels. How would we control that?
Just have no speakers out there. You wouldn't be able to have outdoor speakers, I think, would be the thing.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You hear what we're talking about? I mean, can you hear what
your outdoor patio would probably, I think the easiest thing to do there would just be no speakers. You know, no outdoor sound at all. Because it's hard to control. You get, you know, employees turned it up and that kind of thing. So if you have speakers out there, controlling the volume of it's going to be hard. So I think just no speakers.
You're not planning on live music or anything?
No.
That'll be a rock away.
There is live music. Yeah. Paris has live music.
Did you sign up to speak, sir?
No.
Okay. I need you to respect the process, and if you're not going to.
You know, if you're going to do this, we need to make sure this is right. If I'm going to vote for it, and it sounds to me like you're pretty gray on some of the conditions that you're willing to give to. And I mean, I see you've got some people in the back there that have some interest in what you're doing, and I'm just a little bit confused about how firm you are on your willingness to lock down on certain things, like how late I'm open, how much sound, how much light. I mean, I'm starting to feel it, but I want to make sure that if we do go, if I vote for this, that you've got it right, and we did the best we can for the people back there.
Yeah, because I would have to, like I say, if you're sitting in a patio, I mean, if we're able to go to have a minimum, like a sound, at least to a limited amount of time.
I think
because if you're sitting in a patio, at least just be able to have like a nice little soft music that goes with it. And at the same time, too, like you stated, too, late at night, 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock, Vintage Paris still has their live music that goes right there, right in the front. And that's literally right there, right next